Reds and Rockies wrapping up their four-game series. A field trip to Coors Field, but that one young lady did not look all that thrilled. Come on now, turn that frown upside down. Let's pick it up, top three, tied at one.
Into center field, that's going to be a base hit. That will score a run, and it is now 2-1 Reds lead. Suarez comes up with his 44th RBI of the year.
In the air to right center field by Duvall, and that ball is going to hit off the base of the wall. That's going to get Jeanette home, and the Reds are going to take a 3-1 lead. It's one of the same spot, a little bit deeper, and that ball will go. Home run, and it is 4-2 Reds.
And comes with a 1-0 pitch. Schebler rips it into right center field. That's a gap shot. Going to the wall, rattling around, being waved around is the lead runner, Suarez, and he will score to make it 5-2. Zach Cozart pinch hitting for Michael Lorenzen.
Ripped by third and into the corner. This will be a pinch hit extra base hit for Cozart. That'll get still another run home. And it is now 6-2 Reds.
The Reds overcame three errors with a 13-hit attack as they doubled up the Rockies 6-3 at Coors Field on Thursday, giving Sal Romano his first career win. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
What we wanted to do, and you know, we just, in that situation, we weren't going to spend a lot of time picking over to first base, and we decided if we were going to throw or not throw in that situation, and really to bear down on the hitter. And you know, unfortunately he goes 3-0, but digs himself back out of the hole. He's got LeMahieu, who to me is just an outstanding player all around, but was able to make a big pitch on 3-1 to get that ground ball out, and LeMahieu's not running as well right now with his groin problem, so Peraza had a relatively easy play up the middle. And I just wanted to clarify some things and really point to Sal to focus on your hitter. We're not going to get carried away with holding the runner and throwing over and stuff like that. And he did bear down after falling behind and made the big pitches he needed to finish the inning.
The Reds continue their road trip Friday in Arizona for a weekend series against the Diamondbacks.